My name is Madison House. It is October
4th
at 10:45 a.m. I am here interviewing. Can you say your name? Oh, can you say your name?
Dave Sanifer.
Thank you. Can you spell that?
D-A-V-E, David Sandifer, S-A-N-D-E-F-U-R.
Okay, can I get your name, please?
Marie Pruitt.
Can you spell it?
M-A-R-I-E-P-R-U-I-T-T.
All right, thank you. And can you guys remember your first time at the Fall Festival?
Oh, heavens no.
I can.
Oh, you can?
We had just moved from Kentucky.
I started coming down here in 1955.
And that's when we moved to he's my brother.
Okay.
And so I'd never even heard of it. Because we came from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I had started school at Central, the old Central town, you know. And all the girls were familiar with this that I had met. And so we came down here. And I thought that I was in heaven. I mean, you know, I lived in a little old place way back off in the woods, you know. And I just thought that, golly, that there is a heaven somewhere. But anyway, yeah. Just and then every year we always came down here. There's about six of us girls that were real good friends, you know. And we still are friends. Two of them have passed on, but we still get together.
That's
and,
great.
It's a wonderful thing. It's just a real good thing for entertainment. I mean, you know, Evansville doesn't have a lot, you know, for young kids. And they come down here and just kind of hang out and have a good time, you know. But just wonderful memories is what I've got. So we try to get down here, you know, just with the old people. We come early so we can dodge the
heat.
The
crowd,
and get home so we got to take our nap.
Yeah.
But that's about it, you know.
Has the atmosphere changed? Can you tell? Do you notice from...
No, I'll tell you what I look forward to is the smell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you get at the end here and start down, you know, you just smell, and you can't, there's no other place to smell like that.
It's so true, so true.
I think the booths, there's been, there wasn't as many booths. I mean, you know, and now they're just hundreds, it seems like. But when we came, we thought it was just wonderful, you know, and everything. And things were cheaper, you know.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, you know, you could buy a soft drink for a nickel, you know, and everything. Oh, yeah. That really has changed.
That'd be nice.
But, I don't know.
Do you have a favorite fried food?
Corn dogs.
Corn dog?
I told my brother, I said, if I don't get anything else, I've got to have a corn dog. But that was our favorite. And I don't even know if they even serve these candy apples.
They have them somewhere on the side.
They had them dipped in cherry or something way back. And when you crunched into the apple, it was like crunching into candy. And they were just beautiful. I've never seen those. You know, now they've got caramel, you know, dipped in nuts and stuff, you know. That was my favorite.
That's
corn
what
dogs
she likes.
And that candy apple, you know. And I'd get that, and then we'd ride the rides, you know, and act crazy like all teenagers. I don't know. That's about all I can give you, I guess, you know.
All right, I appreciate it. And does he have a favorite fried food?
Yeah, he likes them brain sandwiches.
Brain sandwiches?
Yeah, he's had one of them, and we kind of hold back on the prices of stuff, you know. And he had his mouth all set for this burger, you know.
Yes.
And he said it raised up, and he wasn't gonna pay that much this year. But anyway, he's a good old brother.
Well, that's about it. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. And I hope you guys have
good luck with all of your...
And then we do have a release form, if that's okay. Hold on, let me try to...
What is